Mark, this horse in three races has had quite a career.
He has. I mean, we've thrown a lot at him quickly, Jude, and it's you know, it's been a lot to ask of him, but I think he's handled each hurdle well, and you know, surprisingly, he came out of the Fountain of Youth in excellent shape and has actually like thrived on the work and gotten heavier and eaten great, and I think he's training better now than he has ever.
Laz Barrera told me one time that any horse can go the distance, you just have to train him to do it. A lot of people think there's distance limitations for Strike Power. Talk about how you've trained him to go longer and why you think he can go even farther.
Well, I think, you know, the first time going around two turns, I thought that was the most, you know, going to be the most telling thing. You know, he was either going to not thrive at it or not. And I thought, you know, the fact that we rated a little bit that day, he handled it very well. I just basically stretched out his gallops a lot. I kind of had trained him behind horses for that last race, the Fountain of Youth, just because I thought that, you know, I didn't know what was going to develop. There was a couple horses in there that, you know, were potentially, you know, just run off, go to the lead kind of horses. And I just thought, you know, he's not going to go his whole career on the lead, so he might as well find out if he can rate a little bit. Not that that's the goal, you know, in this race or down the road. I mean, I just kind of felt like I told Luis, if somebody really wants to go, you know, I was a little concerned about him getting the distance, so I didn't want him to get in a speed duel his first time going long. I think the way he ran and the fact that he continued onto the wire and Good Magic wasn't making any ground up on him from the quarter pole home, that, you know, the mile and an eighth is certainly within reach because it's only 16th of a mile further.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Spitestowns run long on the grass, and of course he's got Medaglia d'Oro on the bottom side, so he has every right to go on, and he really was impressive to me rating and finishing last time.
Yeah, and he has, like I said, he's developing. He's an April 24th foal. I think he's longer now than he was in December. He's getting rangier. He's growing. You know, who knows at the end of the day if any of these things want to go a mile and a quarter. We're not going to find that out until first Saturday in May, and then, you know, we'll find out Saturday whether we're even in the race.
Well, your assistant Saul is planning on winning the Florida Derby, and he also told me he's taking Sunday off if that happens, so just so you're aware.
I'll bet he doesn't.
Do you share the same enthusiasm? Are you optimistic going in? You've had a fantastic meeting.
We're optimistic. I mean, like I said, the horse is doing great. You know, whether he's good enough, we're going to find out. You know, I don't ever like to predict anything, but I think that I do know that he's doing great.